From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. It was another volatile day for the financial markets. In the end, the Dow was up. It gained over 400 points. NPR's Yuki Noguchi spent the day checking in with traders on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange.
The stock market is a lot like sports. It has its stats, it has its rules, its lingo, and it has its commentators like Jonathan Corpino.
After we have a downturn in the market, I think investors always wait and look for that bounce.
It's around 10:20 a.m., and Corpino, a trader at Meridian Equity, is liking the market's plays. Corpino's work environment includes banks of computer screens, lots of flashing green and red to indicate buy and sell orders. Making sense of the stats and then being able to fast talk his way through them is just part of staying on top of the game.
We're at 400 million shares so far today. That's a pretty good number considering, you know, we're almost about 50 minutes into the trading day. I'm happy to see that volume. If the volume was any lighter, I would think that it wouldn't be able to support a rally that we've seen so far.
On the same trading floor, Arthur Cashin is director of floor operations for UBS Financial Services, which makes him a bit like John Madden. He brings 50 years of experience and a lot of been-there-done-that perspective to the floor. Early in the day, Cashin cautioned against setting expectations too high. Fortunes aren't made on market spasms.
People are very cautious. They're nervous. We've done a lot of damage. Over 11 sessions, we're down about 17%.
At lunchtime, I caught up with both Cashin and Corpino over the phone, and it felt a bit like a seventh-inning stretch as investors waited for an afternoon announcement from the Federal Reserve, the big trading event of the day. Cashin said it was a rare period of calm and stability.
The markets kind of go into almost sleep mode here as they await for the 2:15 announcement from the Fed.
Even the fast-talking Corpino seemed to slow down a bit. Facing an enduring jobs and housing problem in the economy is a little like trying to emerge from several losing seasons. This is not the playoffs.
I'm very cautious. Yes, I like seeing all the green on my screen today as opposed to all the red. I'm not convinced yet. I'll have a little bit more conviction once we hear from the Fed and if we hear anything that has any substance to it.
Substance to Corpino meant another big move to buy treasuries or anything that might give some lift to the economy. Forget whether those measures will work, Corpino says. The markets want to see it. And without that, his call was that there would be another huge sell-off by the end of the day. And then, just after 2:15, the Federal Reserve Open Market Committee released its report. It would keep its interest rates at near zero through mid-2013. Initially, that sounded good. Markets jumped. Then, within 25 minutes, the Dow lost 300 points. Things returned to their frenetic pace for trader Jonathan Corpino.
Hey, John's a little busy right now. Can you call back?
I had better luck reaching Arthur Cashin, who said, essentially, I told you so.
Market started a rally, and when everybody looked at what was in the report, they realized they were looking for a chocolate cake, and all they got was a peanut butter sandwich.
Indeed, within an hour, the Dow was back up in positive territory.
Even as we're talking, the market went from down 100 to up 10. So it's very, very volatile. I think the market's going to keep zigging and zagging and retesting as they try to sort through this.
By the end of trading, the Dow closed up 4%. Overnight, Cashin says he'll monitor what happens in Europe, the rioting in London, or any new developments in troubled debt markets there.
Tomorrow we have everything starting all over again.
Come 5 a.m., he says, I can find him back in his office. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.